nearing Limerick now, nearing Limerick Open Coffee Club for business networking. It's time for a change. Yes, it's the incredible, the absolutely extraordinary, creative Rubber Bandits from Limerick. Oh yes, they are quite different, and they are another one of my loves. In my gang. This is challenging stuff. If you could listen to the lyrics of this, you know, it's loaded with sarcasm and irony and saying one thing and an effect having a different effect. It's really disruptive music. It kind of disrupts the status quo and the pleasant harmony that exists. It highlights the raw and gut stuff that exists in society, particularly stuff about, you know, kids growing up, drugs and gangs and you know, people needing alcohol and all that kind of stuff, you know. And they're just powerful.
Five, an hour for lunch, and I'm gonna need to see some references.
I got your references right here, buddy.
Ooh. I like your style, kid. Welcome to my gang. Black man in my gang. I'm black man doing black man things. I use the black man in my crew. And you could be too.
They sort of came to fame, really, in my mind anyway, with a piece called I've Got a Horse Outside, which went viral on YouTube, and lots and huge numbers of people listened to it, watched it, including me. And that was the first time I ever came across the Rubber Bandits, and it was a great joy to find a disruptive band, a disruptive couple of... There are two guys, I think, really, although there may be now several. They have other people involved too, but whoever they are, they're these Rubber Bandits. They wear masks and they take the piss out of politicians and goodness knows what else, you know. And for me, it's a real kick of life. And you know, don't we need something with grit to cut through in this world where we're bombarded with stimuli of, there are too many interesting things out there, too many people doing too many good things for me to be able to absorb them all. Yeah, and sometimes it's out of left field that something comes and you know, grabs you. Let's have a bit more of the Rubber Bandits.
So what does it cleanse? Do you hit me a lash? Any the most of the horny course. Put on your diamond and prepare your horse. Wear a man of course to scale your force. Let's start hitting for a horny course. Hip, hip, oh yeah. I won't take it outside. I wanna kick you in the face with Christ by my side. Free me a mass and we break all our promises. The heavyweight champs, ecclesiastical dance.
The double CD I have is pink. The CD is pink. It's a bright puce, if that's the right word. A very bright pink. So it kind of stands out.
Nice.
How's it going? It says here on the buy and sell you're looking for banknotes.
I'm sending them there.
You're sending them? Are you looking for them?
I was sending them there. What kind of banknotes are you on?
Well, what type of notes? I mean, what bank were you in when you took the notes?
What do you mean? I said the notes, I am there, but if I've ever done...
Would you be interested? I've a load of them, like, if you're interested. I mean, I went in this morning, I was inside in the bank for about 4 hours taking notes, do you know? And
So I'm listening to this kind of conversation. I'm saying, what the devil is going on here? What's going on here, you know? Is this genuine? Is this acted? It's so intriguing. You know, one guy clearly sounds to me like as if he's just come from robbing a bank. But actually, listen to it even more closely, and he's gone into a bank and he's taken notes. In other words, he sat there with a notebook for a few hours and observed what was going on around him. He never says in the audio that he robbed a bank.
Neither, I didn't see a plow in there, or Lady Lab.
But you had notes, did you get in? The last one notes.
Well, I took, at about 12 o'clock, 12:15 here, there was a man in front of me. He had this strange kind of bulge in his pocket, and it turned out inside in his pocket was a newly born, newly hatched cormorant.
Okay, you, I'm not going to play you anymore. I have feelings I was breaking the copyright if I played anymore. But I just want to say that, you know, I'm going into this business networking meeting, as all the other people are, and I do want to have some really good conversations with people. I'm hoping to build rapport with a few people that I haven't got it with, haven't got enough of it with already. Not sure you can ever really have enough rapport, but for me it is about conversations that transform people from being strangers to people who have rapport, and that starts to build the possibility of safety and trust and exploration, and then it's possible to start saying things that are real, and then it's possible to start doing things which are remarkable. So it's all that sort of stuff, and I have to find my way now in the traffic, so I'm not going to stay on Audioboo. But that's it there. A little plug for other kind of music, you know. We all like different music, and I suspect that a lot of people like several different types of music. But it's quite interesting to explore what's the bond that holds together, you know. Why would I like the Rubber Bandits and also like the American Civil War music? What is it? Interesting. I bet you like different kinds of music. And I wonder, have you got an answer to the question? So how come you like, you know, jazz and hip-hop? Or how come you like reggae and house or whatever you like? Anyway, that's it. I see a sign saying, welcome to Limerick City. I feel welcomed by this place that I left a very long time ago and tried very hard not to come back to. Now I feel very positively towards Limerick. Yeah, Hegarty's metal packaging here, metal recycling. And yeah, Topaz are even here. But anyway, this is Limerick, coming into it today from the Waterford side. Faulcha, welcome to Limerick City, the home of the Rubber Bandits.